It is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Some of us will be watching the Packers with a side of hot chicken wings parked on the coffee table Sunday night in front of the TV. We're cooking wings, getting tips on where to find restaurants that satisfy a craving. Are you a fan of chicken wings? Do you have a special recipe or a favorite restaurant for wings? We're at 800-642-1234. Ace Champion is a private chef and TV cooking show host. He has Louisiana roots, knows his way around a mean jambalaya and gumbo. It's called Green Bay home for a long time now. Ace Champion, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this early morning.
All right. Well, we've been waiting for this. How do you measure the quality of your chicken wings? What makes a really great chicken wing?
Well, I would definitely say it all starts with the quality of the actual chicken. You know, having a good, nice, plump, meaty chicken wing really helps out to really add a lot of flavor. You know, I've had a lot of chicken wings in my past where it's pretty much all bones. And, you know, when I'm trying to watch a nice Packer game and get filled up on not just beer, you know, I want a little meat with my wings. So it starts off with the meat for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to nibble on those wings, and you want to have a little bit more meat on those wings so that it can be a little bit more satisfying, not so much bone. Do you usually lean toward crispy or tender?
See, and I'm a crispy guy, kind of like when I do my ribs, you know, I like a little bit of a tear, you know, don't get me wrong. It definitely needs to be tender, but, you know, tender with a little bit of crispy and a little bit of tear. Therefore, I personally prefer to deep fry them. I feel like I get a little bit of a better tear when I throw them in the deep fryer.
What do you mean by a little better tear? Is it like falling off the bone a little bit easier?
No, actually a little bit harder,
okay.
You know, like I said, kind of like the ribs in a way, you know, falling off the bone, like I said, is great. But, you know, when I'm eating the ribs, I kind of like a little bit of resistance. It kind of and I don't mean in a tough way neither, you know, so tender, but a little bit of a tear to go with it. And like I said, you normally can achieve that by throwing it in the deep fryer. Most of the times when you bake it, that tends to make it a little bit more tender. So you kind of lose that tear.
Okay. Do you ever use a combination of both deep frying and baking?
Yeah. Especially if you're trying to, you know, cook for a large crowd. A lot of times what I've done is I par baked them in the oven and probably cooked them about 3/4 of the way done. And then you can kind of put them on the sheet pan, throw them in the refrigerator, forget about them. And then when your guests are all around and they're all ready to eat the wings, you can just pop them in the deep fryer for about 3 to 4 minutes and then they should be good to go.
Well, when you don't feel like deep frying your own wings, what are some of your favorite places to go in Green Bay for wings?
Really, in Green Bay, almost any bar that's located around Lambeau Field, really, they do a really good job with wings around here. I mean, there's Burkle's, there's Stadium View, which is right across the street from Lambeau Field. You know, I like to navigate towards the ones that actually have really good deals. A lot of these places have 50-cent wing specials, you know, which go really, really well when you're sitting there for 2 hours watching a football game.
So are there any other places across the state that you know have a real name for their wings?
Legend Larry's, they were one of my sponsors through my cooking show, and they do a really good job with wings. They have about four locations throughout Wisconsin. They also sell their sauces, too, as well. So if you're making wings at home, you can just pick you up a nice sauce that's already ready-made versus trying to make yours from scratch.
We're talking chicken wings with private chef Ace Champion, and you can join in. Are you a fan of wings? Tell us some of your favorite wing restaurants in your area. How do you go about making your chicken wings ahead of Sunday? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Ace, talk about sauces here. What are some of your favorite sauces that really complement the wing?
Yeah, see, me personally, I always like to give my wings a lot of spice. You know, being from Louisiana, we like it very, very hot. So obviously, I like to go to the Cajun style. seasoning, or you can also do the Jamaican jerk style season that I really, really love, you know, that has kind of like that scotch bonnet pepper in there that really, really spices up things. And then what I like to do is always cool that hot wing off after, you know, you've cooked it, you've tossed it in the hot sauce, and then I like to dip it in like a blue cheese or a honey mustard to try and give it that sweet and spicy type of taste.
Wow, you're going in both directions there. So you've got a sauce on the wing and then you're dipping it after.
Oh yeah, so I'm a full flavor guy, so I like to season the wings first, you know, kind of let them marinate for about 10 minutes, you know, overnight works best. You know, and then once you season them, then go ahead and fully cook them, and then I actually like to toss them into the hot sauce. So you're looking at hot seasoning, hot sauce, and then cooling it off with a nice dipping sauce.
All right, step back for us, if you would, and take us through the process of marinating that wing overnight. I would assume you have it in a baggie or some type of container. What's going on there?
Yeah, so once I season them, you know, I lay them out on a sheet pan and I season them, you know, make sure you season really well on both sides. A lot of people sometimes under season their wings or their chicken. Chicken really holds a lot of flavor, so feel free to load up the spice on them. Me personally, I love using a Ziploc bag. Sometimes people will marinate them in a big bowl and put a lid on it, but there's a lot of air in there, and the true way to marinate something is to suck out all the air. So I squeeze all the air out of the bag and then just throw it in the refrigerator and just let it just marinate. And that way the seasoning of the spice actually penetrates through the chicken versus if I just season it and throw it in the oven on the deep fryer, you might taste that spice. And you don't really want to taste the actual season. You just want to taste the flavor from the seasoning.
All right. So now we're in the next day. We've slept on these wings and taking them out of the fridge. Where do we go next?
Yeah, so we take them out of the refrigerator. You know, if you're going to bake them, you know, lay them on your sheet pan. Always make sure you preheat your oven. I'd probably go about 400, 425. And cook it for about 12 minutes, depending on the size of the wings. Like I said, if you're going to do that, I call it combination cooking method. You would go ahead and just par-bake your wings. And once you're done par-baking them, throw them back in the refrigerator. Once they're cooled off, wrap them with saran wrap, and then when your guests are coming, you can kind of fry. I like to fry them up in batches. You know, I know some people cook 100 wings all at once and then kind of leave them in a crock pot. Well, after about 30 minutes to 45 minutes, they're going to get so tender to where they're literally going to fall off the bone before you even get to them. So I like to just do them as batches in batches. And this way people can kind of enjoy the wings fresh throughout the whole game.
So you are baking and then frying them up right before you serve them.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
And so when you fry them up, are you putting them in the deep fryer?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So if you do have a deep fryer, I would definitely recommend getting an electric deep fryer. Okay. I know down south we fry a lot, so we're pretty much the pros when it comes to frying out on the skillet. If you're not used to frying in the skillet, it can be a little bit challenging because, you know, it's very hard to determine the regulation of the actual oil, you know, making sure it's at the perfect 350 degrees. So if you don't have an electric deep fryer, I would probably stay away from it unless you've had some experience with doing the deep frying.
We're cooking up wings with Chef Ace Champion, touring around the state to find restaurants that satisfy a craving for hot and spicy wings. Shout out to Milwaukee Wing Fest Sunday at the State Fairgrounds. What's your favorite flavor of wings? Are you a fan of honey barbecue, lemon pepper, something spicier? Do you serve up wings for football Sundays? Make your own or take out? Crockpot, fryer, oven, join in, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment, there's more Ace Champion here on the Ideas Network. We're doing up chicken wings here on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. So if you like spicy foods, few dishes provide more satisfaction than wings. They're slathered in sauces, maybe multiple sauces, deep fried to perfection using the freshest meat. Is your mouth watering yet? What is your favorite part about wings? Do you look for a tender bite or the crisp? Do you have a special recipe that you can walk us through? Join in 800-642-1234. Tweet us all things wings at WPR Mornings. Chef Ace Champion is our trusted guide, and he stays with us. Ace, we've been talking about electric deep fryers. How do you, what would you recommend for cooking oil first? What are you putting in that fryer?
Yeah, you know, I would definitely go with like a canola oil. Peanut oil, I found out working in the restaurants over the year, to me works best. You just want something that has, you know, a very high smoke point. 375 or better, you know, more, I would say more on the 425 degrees, something that's not going to burn up on you and kind of hold so you can get multiple fries out. So I would definitely go with peanut oil or canola oil.
When do you know those chicken wings are ready to come out of the fryer?
When everyone's looking at you saying, where's my wings? No, you know, if you're par cooking them, and like if you're baking them first, you know, once you go into the deep fryer, I mean, you're looking at, you know, a couple of minutes. A lot of times you can just go by sight, you know, and just look for, you know, that nice golden brown look to it. You know, I always like the taste test, you know, just kind of pull one out, let it cool off a little bit, break the wing in half, and you can literally look inside the actual chicken wing and determine, you know, if it's clear white meat, it's done, and, you know, and that's pretty much the gist of it.
And do you let the oil drippings, when you pull those wings out, do you let the oil drippings kind of run off, or do you try to trap them?
No, because, you know, you don't want any oil on the wings, because if you have a lot of oil on the wings, it's going to want to fight with the sauce, and you really want that sauce to coat the wing. So normally if you're using an electric deep fryer, it will have some type of basket. So you're just going to lift that basket up over that oil and kind of let it hover over the oil for about a minute so that all the oil drips off of there. Sometimes, you know, if you really want a really good coating on the wings, I'd put them on that sheet pan again and maybe throw a paper towel over it and kind of pat it to kind of soak up as much as that oil that's still left on there, and then toss the wings. And then this way the actual sauce really, really sticks to the wings.
Air fryers are really popular these days. Would you recommend using them at all for chicken wings?
I would, especially if you're trying to go a little bit more healthier. You know, obviously deep fried, even though it's delicioso, it's not always the healthiest for you. So if you're trying to, you know, cut a couple of calories and look out for your health, I would definitely recommend a deep fryer. Is it the same as a fryer? I don't think so. There are certain elements in an actual fryer that the deep fryer misses, especially if you're using the same oil. A lot of times in restaurants, we'll cook a variety of different things in that oil, and that actually pertains a lot of flavor in that oil that transfers over to the actual chicken wings. You can still get a good crust with some of these new deep fryers.
You sound pretty optimistic about that. We're talking with Chef Ace Champion. He's here talking about best practices for preparing homemade wings. You can join in. Do you have a special recipe for homemade wings? What is it? What can you share about that recipe? Who taught you to make your wings? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Ace, how do you go about the brining process? If you would, you know, would you recommend brining chicken?
Yeah, I mean, brining chicken is kind of the same concept as we talked earlier about kind of seasoning the chicken breast, putting it in a Ziploc bag. Basically, you're just marinating it. Me personally, I'm not a big salt guy. You know, traditional brining is, you know, the salt and water and kind of let that kind of sit, which works great if you're dealing with like an 8-piece chicken, because, you know, you're dealing with some pretty bulky pieces of chicken. But because wings are so kind of smaller and more tender, you know, I just go with just the straight, you know, whatever season blend that I'm using, and just kind of letting it marinate in that Ziploc bag like we talked about.
Would you recommend with sauces ever using one out of a jar, out of a, you know, one that's pre-made? I'm just looking at a little bit of cutting corners here.
Oh, no, no worries, no worries. I know we're living in society, we're on the go. You know, I have no problem with using stuff in a jar. You know, I'm an ingredient guy, so I always turn around and read the ingredients. You know, I would say just make sure it's as natural as possible. You know, no added fillers, no high fructose corn syrup, you know, nothing that, you know, is going to be harmful for your body. Because, you know, there's a misconception that some people think, oh, it's because it's in a can or it's in a bottle, it's not good. But that's not necessarily true because, you know, back in the day before refrigerators, we canned everything. So it's just making sure that you have a nice natural product, and I think you should be good to go with a nice sauce out of a bottle.
We have your infusion spices recipe up on our website, WPR.org/mornings. What goes into your spice blend?
So I have a New Orleans blend, which is traditional to Louisiana. It's just a Ace Champion New Orleans blend. I mean, you have your, obviously your cayenne pepper, a little bit of paprika, onion powder. The reason why I love using like a Cajun blend is because it has 7 or 8 of the spices that I would normally use anyway by default. It has a little bit of salt in it, but that salt is mixed in with all of the spices. And then there's the Jamaican jerk one, which is just, I think, to die for. If you've ever had Jamaican cuisine, I mean, they make some of the best food in the world next to New Orleans. And it kind of gives you that spiciness from the Scottish botch pepper. But then, you know, it has that brown sugar in there to really give it a little bit of a sweetness too as well. So I'm a sweet and spicy type of guy. I love to play around with the heat and the sweetness to kind of give your mouth a little party every bite that you're eating.
Well, what does that blue cheese do for you on wings?
So the blue cheese, first of all, blue cheese is one of those dipping sauces. You either have a love for it or you don't. You know, I know some people that just absolutely will not eat it. I love blue cheese because it's nice and mild, and it's really a cool sauce. So if I'm dealing with the wing, a habanero wing or a Jamaican jerk wing, something that's really got a lot of spice to it, to dip that into that blue cheese, one, really cools it off, and it adds a whole nother element of flavor too as well. So it's a really exciting combination.
How do you know when you're picking out the wings and you're at the meat counter, how do you know that you've got a really, you know, good set of wings to work with?
You know, like I said, just kind of look for the ones that, you know, really, really have a lot of meat to them. I've done them all different ways. I've used the wings where the actual wingette was attached to the actual wing too as well. That makes for a very big wing. Me personally, I love the drumette part of it. To me, the drumette reminds me of a little mini drumstick, you know. So when you're at the meat counter or the butcher shop, you know, just ask them to bring out the tub of wings and, you know, just kind of look at them, and if they look like they're nice and plump and juicy, most likely they will be just that.
Well, I feel like we know enough to make wings that we could graduate to your Southern fried chicken recipe. Is that like the next grade level here? Passed wings?
It's kind of the same concept, and don't get me wrong, you know, when you're doing the wings, it doesn't just have to be baked or deep fried. I mean, you can definitely grill them too as well. You can add batter to them. I would recommend for a wing, you know, because it's such a small product, just doing your basic egg wash, you know, a little bit of egg, a little bit of milk, some mustard, throw in your Cajun season, tossing in that egg wash, and then let that drip off, and then toss it in your all-purpose flour. But make sure you season the flour too as well. So you're seasoning the chicken, you're seasoning the flour. When you're ready to graduate to the big boy chicken, then you can do the double batter, which is signature to Louisiana. So you'll add in some flour over your actual chicken thigh or chicken leg, whatever you're using, and then you're going to put that in the egg wash, let that drip dry, and then put that back in the flour, and that's really going to create that nice crispy flavor. You don't want to do the double batter for the wing because, like I said, it's so small and you risk it getting, you know, real clunky on you, and you don't really want that.
Ace Champion, who taught you to fry chicken?
All the ancient mamas back in Louisiana.
Thank you. I'm just trying to make sure that you give due credit. I'm helping you out
Oh
here.
yeah. Oh yeah. They their style of technique is mainly doing the fried chicken in the traditional cast iron, you know. Then I went to college and I got all fancy on them and I just used an electric deep fryer so I could regulate my temperature.
Do they think that you've kind of lost it a little bit, you know, doing those other fancy, having fancy devices?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I'm always changing up the old school. You know, I always love to start off with the old school and then make it my own. Unfortunately, the old school doesn't want to change. You know, they just down south, they use it from their grandma's recipe and that was passed down and they just think changing it would just alter it. But me personally, hey, as long as it tastes good, change it as much as you want.
Ace, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Ace Champion is a chef and cooking show host. He's based in Green Bay. It is Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. Coming up, we're on a hunt for some of the state's spookiest attractions. That's right after a news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.